call the meeting to order, and I'd like a roll call vote, please. See if we have a quorum.
Deborah Kraft?
Here.
Helena Buckner? Helena Buckner? Matt Brown? Jim Gresham?
Here.
Linda Little? Laura Zimmerman?
Here.
Kevin Greenfield?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Quorum is present.
All right.
Glad you could join us.
Hey, I ain't real good at this, so.
All right, we will.
That's obvious.
All right, we'll
heard
call
that, Jen.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order. We did call the meeting to order. May we have the approval of the minutes from 9/24/20?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Quorum.
Okay.
Motion carries.
All right. Can I have a motion on the claims, please?
That they be submitted as...
So moved.
Okay. Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Zoning.
All right, this month we have S-02-10-20 is a petition filed by Orienta Solar LLC with Geronimo Energy requesting a special use permit to allow the development and construction of a solar energy system on approximately 20 acres of an existing 80-acre tract of land within a two-year period, obtain a building permit, and begin to establish the use in A1 agricultural zoning. The property is located at 6816 North Brush College Road in Whitmore Township. On October 7th, a Public Zoning Board of Appeals hearing was held, and based on the finding of facts and staff recommended approval, the Zoning Board of Appeals voted 5-0 for approval of the special use permit with the following stipulations that are in the resolution in front of you.
And I'm just going to make a statement that this was our original solar farm. This is what we based our solar farm ordinance on when the county board established an ordinance.
Correct.
Okay. Oh. So that's what this is. So
okay.
We're trying it again.
Yeah.
I so move.
Second.
Are there any questions about it? There is a representative here if anyone has questions. Roll
call,
please.
Sounds good.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Subdivisions.
None this month.
Okay. Animal control.
Good evening. Passed out, and I think it was also sent out to the statistical report for the shelter for September for 2020, and also included the statistical report for September 2019 to use as a comparison. We'll entertain any questions, you know, that anybody has regarding those. Not much difference from year to year. Everything at the shelter is going well right now. We're kind of slow, which is a good thing. Current specials at the shelter is adoptions are $31. That runs through the 31st of October, and then we'll be gearing up for home for the holidays towards the end of November.
Sounds great. Any questions for Jeff? Okay, Veterans Assistance.
Yes, I did get the call from the Salvation Army that we will not be doing our Veterans Day program this year because of the 50 people. Now, what I am going to do and what I would like to ask the county board members and all the offices to do, if you could send me a 5 to 10 second video of on behalf of the Macon County Board, thank you for your service. I'm going to put all those together. I'll edit them myself and put out a video on Facebook. If anybody would like to do that, I'd appreciate it.
We'll be sure memos.
I would prefer them as soon as possible.
Okay. It's a wonderful idea. Wonderful idea. Anything else, Greg?
That's all I got.
Thank you. Planning and zoning?
No report.
Okay. And the health department is not here, but...
Deborah?
Yes. Brandy?
Brandy, hello.
Ah, thank you.
Can you guys hear me?
I'm ready for you.
Okay, hello everybody. I needed to join via phone tonight, so thank you so much for allowing me to do that. Report, we are running pretty much all of our services as we were pre-COVID. We have made adjustments as we've talked to you about, but we are running pretty much everything except for our STI clinic simply because we do not have the staff to do that. And thankfully, we do have community partners that have been able to handle that need here in Macon County. COVID-19 obviously has been very busy. Our numbers are going not in the direction that we want them to, and things are getting worse very quickly, and that's something that's happening statewide, not just in Macon County. But hopefully our community can start to see the seriousness of that if they haven't already and take these precautions that they should be taking. And the messaging, of course, is not changing. We've been putting out, a lot of information as quickly as we can, but the messaging hasn't changed at all. It's just the numbers are getting a lot more serious. Tonight, we do have a resolution that we are bringing to you and asking for approval. If you remember last month, we brought one forth to you that was for the HealthWorks Lead Agency Grant, and I explained that the state was switching to a managed care model through youth care, so we will still provide the same services that we have, but through youth care and with potentially more funding. And we did get the contract for the case management side of this, which is in another division at the health department, but the same process with youth care and a managed care model. So we did get a contract that I did have Mike Baggett review, which was included in your packet, and then also the resolution asking you to approve this, which will continue to allow us to provide case management for children who have been placed in foster care. And again, this is a program that we would like to continue providing even with the change, because there was no plan for these children if the health department didn't continue on in this capacity, and there would have been gaps in service. So we hope that this can be approved this evening for us to continue.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. I have a motion.
Second.
Any questions for Brandy? Roll call vote, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandy. Environmental management.
Yes. So I just wanted to report on the most recent collections that we have held. We had a paint collection September 28th with approximately 140 customers in attendance. There was an electronics collection held October 17th with approximately 137 customers and a total of 205 TVs and or monitors, along with numerous mixed electronics. We will be holding a paper shredding event this Friday from 8 a.m. until 9:50, which is a first-come, first-serve event, and our last collection of the season will be a paint collection on October 31st, and then we'll start those collections back up in April.
Okay.
I also wanted to report that Chairman Greenfield, Jennifer, and myself have met with the IEPA. The meeting went well, and they will continue to pay as they have in the past. They will be training Jennifer and I both for landfill and compost facility inspections in the near future. They are in favor of having more than one person certified in case one of us has to be out of the office for any extended period of time. I look forward to this opportunity. Thank you.
Any questions for Tracy? Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, this is Laura. This isn't necessarily for Tracy. I just wanted to say thanks to Tracy for taking this on. I know it's a lot of work. But I did kind of have a question for the committee and I guess for the chairman. You know, since we do have oversight on this committee of environmental management, I think we deserve, you know, just an explanation of what happened. And then I think that we need to be part of the discussion about what environmental management is going to look like long term. So I was just hoping that we could have that discussion so that we're all on the same page.
Well, I will just say that all I know that Tracy has stepped up. I don't know. Are you considered interim or?
I believe director.
It's never been explained.
I believe director.
I had my phone on mute, Deb. I apologize. I was talking and my phone was on mute. I would be happy to sit down with the committee and Ms. Zimmerman anytime she'd like. Whenever she has a few minutes, I'd be more than happy to sit down and explain to her.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate that. I think once we have that conversation, I do think it would be good for the committee to you know, have that discussion in committee as well. But we can do that after we talk, Kevin. That's understandable, I guess.
Okay. Yes. I'm at your pretty much free most of the time, so it's your convenience. Just let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions? We have no citizens' remark. No one emailed in. We have no citizens. No citizens. No old business, no new business. We do not need a closed session. Next meeting is 11/19/2020. Call for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, everybody.
What was that?